Hi, Ken.
I got us both ice cream.
Cool.
Hi, Barbie. Hi, Ken.
I got us both ice cream.
Cool.
Hi, Barbie. I got us both ice cream.
Cool.
Oh, hi, College Park. You are listening to WMUC-FM in College Park. And in your car. And everywhere there's an FM radio, 90.5 FM. On your FM dial.
I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.
I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I followed it in. I watched myself crawling out as I was crawling in. I got up so tight I couldn't unwind. I saw so much I broke my mind. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Someone painted April Fool's and big black letters on a dead end sign. I had my foot on the gas as I left the road and blew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got no spare. 8 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in. See what condition my condition was in. I said I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
Well, one
Sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
While arguing in traffic, Flipper died a natural death. He caught a nasty virus. And then there was the ever-present football player rapist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas. Holly caught a bullet, but it only hit his leg. Well, it should have been a better shot. Got him in the head. They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes. The images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
We'll be right back.
Okay, here we are. Sebastian's over there playing with his phone.
Yeah,
you ready to get to work?
Yeah, I am ready to get to work. But before that, I want to introduce a bit about today's show.
Okay.
So in the last couple of weeks, we have been doing like a state shows. So first one was California, of course.
True.
Then was New York.
Yes.
And now, what state we have now?
Texas.
So we have Texas, and we have a very Texas number of songs for a Texas topic.
Wait a minute. Up next, how about what we just did?
Oh, yeah. What was the song, the Texas song that you were playing?
Okay, well, that's a song called Pepper from a Texas band called the BH Surfers.
So, very Texas?
From the album Electric Ladyland.
So, is the Butthole Surfers?
Yes.
How do they come with those names?
BH Surfers is a slang word for pubic lice.
For pubic lice? I mean, that doesn't make things better.
Well, it's a punk band, so it's a punk name.
Yeah, you're right with that. Okay. So, let's...
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I played stuff before that.
Oh, so just keep mentioning what you played before.
This is one of those before that. Before that was the most famous Texas psychedelic band from Austin, Texas. Psychedelic Pioneers, the 13th Floor Elevator, that was... Is that what I played? Oh, yeah. Slip Inside This House.
So, wait. Which
from the album Easter Everywhere.
That was the one that just played?
No, the last one I played was Pepper by the BH Surfers.
By the BH Surfers?
Yes.
Butthole Surfers.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's the name of the band.
True.
So let me see. It was, I'm going to put like
So before BH Surfers, as I said,
Butthole Surfers.
The 13th Floor Elevator. The song was Slip Inside This House from the album Easter Everywhere. Before that was, what was before that?
I don't remember. I think I wasn't here.
I forgot what was before that.
But it was something nice, bud.
But before, what I forgot was, somewhere in there was another track from the 13th Floor Elevator, my favorite track, Slip Inside This House. That's what I started with.
Yeah, that's what you started with.
Or not? No, I started with Kenny Rogers in the first edition.
Oh,
Kenny Rogers from Texas and the first edition.
What is the name of the song?
And the name of the song has just checked in to see what my condition to look there.
Oh, okay.
Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. That's a long
title. That's a very long name.
Yeah.
That's a tongue twister.
No, I can say it 10 times fast. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was. Just dropped in to see what the condition was. I can do that.
I mean, to me, it was like a tongue twister. And another thing I wanted to say is that sometimes I confuse Kenny Rogers with Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, I confuse them too. Okay, and you got, okay, so everything today is
Texas.
Songs about Texas or bands from Texas.
Or related to
which
Texas.
Means you're going to hear my favorite Janis Joplin song later.
So this is my pick. Let's go with Bright Lights by Gary Clark Jr. I think he's from Austin.
Guy Clark, never heard of him.
He did a really nice cover of Come Together.
Okay.
Oh. Oh,
Mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above!" And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground, and as smoke and gas belched out of that mine, everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
The Ballad of Irving. He was short and fat and rode out of the west with a Mogan David on his silver vest. He was mean and nasty right clear through, which was kind of weird because he was yellow too. They called him Irving. Big Irving. Big Short Irving. Big Short Fat Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. He came from the old bar mitzvah spread with a 10-gallon yarmulke on his head. He always followed his mother's wishes. Even on the range he used two sets of dishes. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Sissy Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Irving. 141 could draw faster than he, but Irving was looking for 143. Walked into Saul's saloon like a man insane and ordered three fingers of 2 cents plain. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Sport Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. One day Bad Max happened into town. His aim was to shoot Fat Irving down. Bad Max said, "Draw and draw right now." And Irving drew a picture of a cow. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Gunfighter Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. The James boys was coming on a train at first sun, and the town said, "Irving, we need your gun." Well, that train pulled in at the break of dawn. Irving's gun was there, but Irving was gone. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Help Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Well, finally Irving got three slugs in the belly. It was right outside the Frontier Deli. He was sitting there twirling his gun around, and Butterfingers Irving gunned himself down. Irving. Big fat Irving. Big dum-dum Irving. Big dum-dum dead Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Really?
Huh. The ballad of Irving. And before that, Big Bad John.
So
Ballad of Irving is a tribute to Big Bad John, a comical tribute by Frank Gallup. Big Bad John by Jimmy Dean from Texas. Before that was the thing you played.
Yeah, it was. I forgot to do that. So.
Yes, this is WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is confused radio.
So yeah, and given that we're talking about states, I wanted to ask you, like, which states have you been to?
Okay, I will now list them.
Okay, so do you need the map?
Yes, to help remind me.
Okay, these
states I have been to. I'll start in New England. Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, District of Columbia, Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Missouri. Did I go to Missouri? Yeah, I went to Missouri. Arkansas, Louisiana, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Utah, Nevada, Arizona, California, the end.
So you have never been to Texas?
Nope.
Well, I think we're kind of the same boat. I was born in Texas, but I haven't been there in 30 years, and I'm 30.
So. Okay. But you picked Texas for the theme of today's show.
Yeah, because I was born there.
Oh, okay.
So let me see which... I haven't been to as many states as you. So I have been to New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, California, Nevada, Texas, Missouri. Those are all the states I have been to.
Okay, that's a bunch.
Yeah, it's a...
That's more than most people.
It's a bunch, and... So, what was the state that you liked the most, besides Maryland?
California.
California.
You asked me that question 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I just want to check if you have changed your opinion.
No, California's the best because I like deserts.
So, you like Nevada?
Yes.
And Utah?
Yes.
And New Mexico?
Yes.
You should go to Texas.
Now you want me to list the states I don't like?
If you want to.
Okay. Bring up the map.
Let's get to the map.
States I don't like.
Here.
Connecticut. I don't like that.
It's so small.
Pennsylvania, nothing good there.
Not even Philadelphia?
I don't remember Philadelphia. I was a little kid. No. Is there something good in Philadelphia?
I like Philadelphia.
Okay, you can have it. States that are no good. Um, Tennessee is pretty useless.
Even, you know, like, that's one of the music estates in the U.S.
Yeah, it's the wrong kind of music.
Oh, because it's country?
Well, yeah, you said you don't like country music.
Yeah, but I still recognize the value of Tennessee. They gave us the king, right?
Yeah, Elvis Presley. But I don't like him.
Oh, you don't like Elvis. But you saw him live here, right?
Yes, I saw Elvis live. It was 1974. I was living in Denton Hall, and I was walking by Coldfield House, and I knew that there was a concert going on. So I went up to the top level outside the doors to see, listen to it a little bit. And then I noticed that the door was unlocked, so I saw the last 15 minutes of the Elvis Presley concert. It was Fat Elvis.
I don't remember
what he was singing. All I remember is that it was millions and millions of middle-aged ladies all snapping cameras with flash cubes, so you see all the flash cubes going off. And he sounded terrible.
I mean, he was not in his best days, I guess.
Yes, that was Fat Elvis near the end of soon-to-be-dead Elvis. And that was 1974. That was a long time ago. Oh, states that I don't like. Ohio, nothing good there. Indiana, nothing good there. Illinois, definitely nothing good there.
Not even Chicago?
I didn't go to Chicago.
Oh.
Missouri, nothing good there. Arkansas, nothing good there.
Not even Bill?
Who's Bill? Oh, Clinton. Bill Clinton?
Yeah.
I didn't see him, but I would have liked to meet him.
But he's from Arkansas.
Yeah. Oklahoma. I like Oklahoma.
You like Oklahoma.
I like tornadoes. I remember riding across the plains and seeing all the big towers with the tornado sirens on top. Oh. I was thinking, well, that was summertime. I was going, I want to come back in the spring. I want to see a tornado. I want to see a tornado. But all the other states that I mentioned are states that I like.
So you like quite a bunch. You like Florida?
Yes. Well, there's stuff to like and there's stuff to hate.
I agree.
The people.
I mean,
the alligators are cool. The people aren't.
You know, like they have the Florida Man.
Yeah, they. They're hostile.
Yeah.
I remember driving my car and somebody was tailgating me and honking his horn at me and wanted to kill me. And that, oh, yeah, now I'm remembering bad things that happened in Florida.
Yeah, so classic Florida.
Yeah, I get thumbs down on that. Like I said, I like the alligators and the Everglades and all that stuff and the lizards, but...
So, Jay, we're looking at the U.S. map right now. And if you look from Minnesota to Louisiana, can you see a chef?
Yeah, I can.
There's a chef in there.
That's the chef's hat.
Yeah, Minnesota.
And he's holding a pan of Kentucky Fried Chicken there.
Yeah.
That's how you find Kentucky. Wait a minute, we're talking so much. I don't know about you, but I got a song that's mandatory.
So, yeah, let's have that song.
It's,
Where is it?
It's not ready. Play your pick and I'll line it up.
Okay, so this is a Texas show, so I have to play a Pantera song. I think it's also mandatory. So this is 5 Minutes Alone by Pantera.
Okay.
Lies. Before I walked al candidato quien es Barack Obama. Este corrido le canto con el alma, humilde, buen nacido, también sin pretensión. Empezó por las calles de Chicago, trabajando para lograr una visión, para proteger a la gente trabajadora y traernos todos juntos en esta gran nación. ¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva
Obama!
¡Viva!
Familias unidas, seguras y hasta con plan de salud. ¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva!
¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva!
Un candidato luchando por nuestra nación. Nada importa si eres de San Antonio, nada importa si eres de Corpus Christi, de Dallas o del Valle, de Houston o del Paso. Lo que importa es que votemos por Obama, porque su lucha también es nuestra lucha. Y hoy que tenemos la urgencia para un cambio, vamos todos unidos con nuestro gran amigo. ¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva!
¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva!
Familias unidas, seguras y hasta con plan de salud. ¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva!
¡Viva Obama!
¡Viva!
Un candidato luchando por nuestra nación.
Okay, so the year is 2008. It's primary election season for the presidential primary. And there's a big contest coming up for electors from the state of Texas. The two leading candidates are Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And it's a big, important state, hotly contested. So this song you hear is a campaign song for Texas. They mention if you are from Dallas...
San Antonio.
Dallas, San Antonio, El Paso. They mentioned another city, and they mentioned El Valle, which means the Rio Grande Valley. So it says, no matter if you're from these four cities or the Rio Grande Valley, it's important that we vote for Barack Obama.
Yeah, it's like a time capsule.
Yes, and also, it's useful. I use this to irritate Fidel, remember? My show used to be on before him,
yeah.
And he would be late for his show. And his show starts at 4 o'clock, so if he wasn't here by 4 o'clock, I would play this song. And then and then he would get mad at me because he's politically conservative, and he kind of hates Barack Obama. So then he would come in and disavow it and said, no.
Well, he was
Barack Obama, he's a bad man.
He was a Marine, so...
Yes.
And also, I'm going to meet him today. I'm covering at 6.
Oh, you mean from 4 to 6?
Oh. No, from 6 to 7.
Oh, okay. So, well, say hi to him for me.
Yeah.
I used to be on before him.
Yeah, so... Good times.
Yep.
So, we have 8 more minutes. So, I have a pick, and then you have... Do you have another pick?
Well, you haven't gotten... You want to do... yeah. We'll finish it up with Janis Joplin, who is from Port Arthur, Texas. So, but really, based in San Francisco when she moved there. But
she's still from Texas.
But I have to play my favorite song, so...
So I'm going to play Kamala Flores. It's like the That Barack Obama thing you play. Jay, but this is from a really, I think, the most important Tejana artist ever. So, Selena. And if you wonder why Selena Gomez adds her last name, it's because there is just one Selena.
Yeah, I've heard of Selena. I know that she's from Texas. And, she was a young girl who became a big star, but she died at a young age, so...
They kill her.
Yeah, she was murdered by a crazy woman.
I think it was one of the fans or manager or something like that.
Okay, so that's sad, but okay. So let's hear what that's 7 minutes. Oh, okay, 7 minutes long. Okay.
No, it's just 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
Yeah, it's 3 minutes.
Oh, 7 minutes. I don't understand it. Spotify. Okay, go, and then we'll do my favorite Janis Joplin song next.
This is a song by Buffy St. Marie called Codeine that I've added my own lyrics to. Codeine.
bargain.